Yes, what's up, guys? X here, solo for Dolo. Shout out Edgar, Casey, Abel, none of them cats are here. They all working and whatnot. Just doing a little intro into the upcoming little quick podcast we dropping. I hope y'all dig it. We did a quick little interview, guerrilla style, question and answer type of thing with some people at the Ableton user group meeting that we went to. Got invited from the last podcast with the homie Fausto. Met the brand manager for the Ableton software, Seraphin, and just talked about their new drop coming up. I think it's like Ableton 10 point something. I forgot. Got all kind of new shit, new plugins, let you do all kind of fly shit. Met some really dope producers, music makers, creatives, doing some real cool stuff with the program. And got to interview some people doing EDM, trance, hip hop, jazz, rock, meditation stuff. So a quick little cool back and forth with some cats. Some of them we're hoping to bring on the podcast, to keep the interesting conversation going on for everybody that likes to listen to it. And without further ado, check it out. Welcome to the podcast. Back at it. Ableton user group meetup with Fausto. What's up, Fossil? Say hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, shout out to all the peeps, all the users coming through. Little live guerrilla event we're doing for a little bit. Want to check it out, see what's happening. New stuff. You said new plugins and all that good stuff?
Yeah, it's an update for Ableton 10.1 coming out.
Okay.
So right now it's in public beta, but Seraphin, who happens to be the brand manager for the Southwest region, is going to be covering some of those new things, and then I'm going to talk about some of my favorite features about Echo, which is one of my favorite plugins
awesome.
That I use.
Shout out Echo. That's what's up. That's what's up. Edgar, what you up to? Chilling, taking pictures, all that good stuff?
Take some pictures. Hey, what if we
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I mean, however long it records, it records. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we just catch audio, yeah. Hold on. Seraphin, I want to say what's up. Say what's up to the podcast people real quick. We're recording,
what's up,
doing
podcast?
It on the phone. Just doing a little guerrilla style right now.
Nice.
Wanted to see what's up with the update and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
What exactly is the update again?
So tonight we're here at the Houston Ableton user group meeting. Okay. And kind of a special event. So we'll be taking a sneak peek at some of the new features that are in the 10.1 beta.
10.1?
Yeah,
okay,
so it's public
okay.
beta. Anyone can hop on to ableton.centercode.com.
Okay.
Try all the features. And we're going to go list by list and get a deep dive of everything that's going to come out in 10.1.
Awesome. Shout out to all the DJs, producers out there, and music makers and creatives that can jump on Ableton and use it and really expand their kind of stuff, right? I mean,
all about, if you're a music maker, I mean, it's
that's
what we're here tonight.
Sound
designer, noise maker, whatever.
Awesome.
How often does that?
So lately, it's been bi-monthly. I had a lot of travels going on, so now that I'm back, pushing towards monthly again. So,
okay.
Because I'm here.
Awesome. Cool.
So we'll let y'all know when the next one comes up.
The next one comes up. We'll definitely shout it out on the podcast. Let everybody know.
It's organized. I think there's a meetup.
Okay.
Meetup.com.
Oh, meetup.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Like Ableton user group. Okay. Bad. Cool. I'm gonna go meet some people here. What's up, guys? What's up? My name is Xavier with us, Daily Cypher Podcast. We're kind of doing a guerrilla style right now. But say what's up.
What's up?
Your name? How you doing?
My name's Adrian. I'm doing well.
Okay.
First time doing anything like this.
Okay, cool. And you're Ableton user, I would assume? Yeah. What do you use it for?
I make trance music.
Trance,
it's
okay.
Like what I've kind of tried to use anyways.
Okay.
But I've meddled in like house and deep house, stuff like that too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, hope you get some good info in terms of updating your stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
All that good shit. What's up, bro? Xavier, though. Daily Cypher, Saeed.
Nice.
What's up? Daily Cypher Podcast. We're doing kind of guerrilla style here on the phone and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But introduce yourself, who you at, maybe your ads, whatnot, and how you get into Ableton.
My name is Saeed. I go by SJPJ.
Okay.
I run a group called Pantheon Music Academy, which we do weekly music workshops here in Houston.
Shout out. Pantheon?
Pantheon Music Academy.
Pantheon. Yeah. Shout out Pantheon. Okay.
I got into Ableton 4 years ago after I went to an electronic show. Just really fell in love with electronic music and wanted to make it. So
awesome.
Started teaching myself. And,
cool. Yeah. And then you hooked up, I guess, with Seraphine and Foster and all them cats.
Yeah.
And now kind of doing this thing. I see what they already got the, you know, you got the swag and whatnot. So,
We do. Ableton's one of the programs that we use as part of our workshops.
Okay, good.
But we're not limited to a certain DAW.
Okay, yeah,
it's for people of all ages, and all, or not all of ages, but all experiences.
Yeah, just wanting to learn and get into music. And
well, not
music
just music, but the music industry as well.
Oh, okay. You know, so y'all touch on different aspects.
Yeah, we do. We have different guests each week that cover a different topic.
Oh, okay, at the actual workshops?
At the workshops,
Okay, well, shit, we need to holler at you by doing a real long form podcast probably.
Yeah.
That you put out your stuff and everything like that.
That'd
check
cool.
us out. With the Daily Cypher on, we're on Apple, we're on Google,
Daily Cypher.
Spotify, all that stuff.
Cool, man. Xavier?
Yeah, Xavier.
Nice to meet
you. Yeah, good business. What's up, guys? You got a mic? I want to say what's up on the podcast real quick?
I'm Dave.
Dave, Xavier. This is the Daily Cypher podcast. We're coming to check out the Ableton event.
Yeah,
introduce yourself real quick.
I go by Old School Dropout.
Old School Dropout.
You can just call me Dave.
I like that. Okay.
I've been an Ableton user since, I think, version 7.
Oh, so this is version 10.1, so you've been in it
a
second.
Yeah, I've been around for a little while.
Okay, bet.
Aside from that, I do video work and audio work for the Department of Dance in Houston.
Oh, okay, for the Department of Dance of Houston?
Yeah, look at that. I got my own gear.
I see that. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, we are at Dance Blog in Houston. We cover everything dance music related.
Oh, shit, we need to give you a holler, too. We'll probably do a long-form podcast. If you're down, I'm on the Daily Cypher on Instagram, on Facebook, and then on Google and everything. If you can, follow us and give us a shout out. And
I'll definitely look you up.
Definitely be down to do a long form thing. You can promote your stuff or something like that. It'd be cool. What's up, bro?
Man.
Xavier, Kyle. Daily Cypher Podcast. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle. Okay. You're Ableton user, obviously.
Yeah, I just started beginning. I'm a DJ turning into producer, working on it.
DJ turning into a producer.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're getting more into the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
So you've been DJing, how do you DJ?
I do EDM events, and then now I do club events.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Congrats. Yeah, hey, give us a shout out on Facebook or something like that, or Instagram, the Daily Cypher. And, whenever you got an event or something coming on, you want to promote it or something, let us know. We could probably do a podcast, do a long form thing. Right now, we're just meeting some people up. We met Foster, did a podcast like a month ago. And he told us about this event coming up. So we were like, hey, we would like to check it out, meet some people in the music industry in Houston that get into this. Honestly, I'd never really heard of it, but I'm not much of a producer. I like music. I love hip-hop. I love jazz, all kind of music.
Yeah.
But I've never been, the guy that makes music. I just kind of listen to it, smoke a blunt,
you want us to
chill
you
out.
As one does.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on? So you want us to teach you how to make music? You're going to start making some beats?
No, I'm not a music maker.
Come on, Xavier. You'll be killing it, man. Maker. You're going to come in and change the game.
Nah, I'm not much of a beat maker. It's artist-wise, I'm not much of a drawer. I'm more of a writer.
Yeah. That looks like you, correct?
Yeah. That's us, the Daily Cypher, bro. The Daily Cypher. Hit us up. And then I tell you, I got some projects or something y'all want to talk about. Shoot us a DM, and we definitely can do a long term thing. So, yeah.
Always up
to something. Yeah, always trying to.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll take a little break while Ableton and the Seraphine and everybody get together.
Shout out to Ableton.
What's up? Back to the podcast, guys. So they just did their user event with Ableton User Group. What's your name again, Max?
Max. Yep.
Max, how you doing? You got some ads or anything you would like to tell everybody?
It's Max.
Just Max? Okay.
Yeah, Max.
What kind of music you've been doing with Ableton?
With progressive IDM electronic.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
A little bit of some breathwork stuff.
Breathwork? I've never heard of that. Was that
like guided breathing?
Oh, really? Like meditation stuff and stuff?
But electronic music with some physical frequencies.
Oh, that's pretty awesome, right there. I've never heard about guided breathing mixed in with EDM like that. That'd be my first time hearing about it. It's pretty dope, man. Pretty dope.
Kind of to turn on, tune in.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
drop
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it. It's kind of a personal need to have music that way because it doesn't really exist. And then I started to implement it.
I mean, you can find like that little stuff on YouTube I've found where it's like, you know, supposed to be like transcendental meditation kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of listened to it, but it's like, I don't know yet. I was just listening to a podcast about Sam Harris, and he just put out like a meditation app, which would be pretty interesting in terms of trying to maybe incorporate the music in an app kind of form to let people. Are you putting it out there yet? Are you releasing? Okay, you're just working on it and stuff?
I'm the guinea pig with it.
Okay. So, that's pretty dope, though. Pretty dope, though, bro.
Yeah, using a 528 hertz frequency, which is like a healing love frequency.
Oh, shit, okay.
Stemming from the Gregorian chants. And setting the BPM around like 78.
Yeah.
And actually saying like inhale, then counting to 8. And then exhale. So it ends up being about 7 second breath in, 7 second breath out.
Awesome. That's pretty dope, bro. That's awesome right there. I mean, whenever you get you decide to actually put something out there or anything like that, check us out on Instagram with the Daily Cypher. And, you know, follow us and DM us if you want, man. We could have a conversation if you would like. Absolutely. Talking about meditation and all that kind of cool stuff, man. I try and kind of do it. I do it like 30 seconds a day just to get my own peace of mind. I've been trying to get my daughter to like kind of understand calming down, taking breaths and stuff, just to teach her that kind of calmness. And yeah, I think it's a good thing for everybody really to get into and to really experience, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How you doing? Hi. This is Xavier with the Daily Cypher podcast. We came to visit. I've known Mark Foster a while. I just met Max. What's your name?
It's Aga.
Alga?
Aga.
Alga. How you doing? Okay.
I'm good.
Are you an Ableton user too?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And you make music with Max? Or?
Rarely, sometimes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. What kind of music do you make?
Variety. Yeah. Electronic music. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anything classical.
Whatever gets you good and gets you jumping around.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. How long have you been an Ableton user?
We can say 2 years.
2 years? Okay. Cool. You got any apps you want to like to shout out to the people listening?
Anything on
Instagram, Twitter?
I don't have a
nothing right now?
To everyone listening, shout out.
I'm saying like apps, like your Instagram or you.
No,
Twitter?
That's really
She tattoos.
Oh, you tattoo as well. Awesome.
It's
multi-talented, huh?
Yeah, awesome. Baba got that.
This will be out. We'll probably lose out in about 2 weeks. But it'll be the Daily Cypher. We're on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're on iTunes. We're on Google, all that good stuff like that. The Daily Cypher. Yeah. And podcast. But yeah. But check it out. Good to meet you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Meet some other people. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. It was good. Good meeting, bro.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
That was awesome, man. I'm not much of a music. I'm more of a just talker. But that's pretty dope shit in terms of like the upgrades and all the stuff you can play with and stuff like that.
Yeah, some big features.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's awesome the way y'all do that setup where. Y'all are actually like listening to your users, you don't see that always happening. I don't think. Well, I don't know. I've never seen that where you have programs and programmers listening, and you know, I guess designers, right? And taking that into account, saying, "Well, we need to upgrade this. We need to upgrade that." You know, you listen to Apple, they only upgrade stuff when like there's a national outcry or something. So it's pretty
dope.
They're
real purposeful as far as. Know what goes into the software and what features are going to be used and what needs to be there. There's also kind of a limited amount of physical space on the screen. You know, features.
So, you know, like they say, what a property is expensive in terms of like the property values of what's on the screen and what you're actually going to take away, put away, add to it, and whatnot.
Yeah, the beta testing has been kind of a big part of that.
Oh, wow. I see. And then y'all are able to upgrade even more from then, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of, like, okay.
It kind of helps the developers prioritize what types of things to work on in the future.
Okay.
By having something like a wish list and kind of feature requests and things
like that. Cool. And how long have you been with Ableton now?
I've been with Ableton about 3 years.
3 years? Okay, awesome. How'd you get with that? How'd you like get into it?
Yeah, so I started meeting people at Ableton back in 2015.
Okay.
We have a program called a Certified Trainer Program.
Yeah, yeah. I think Fossil had talked to us about that kind of.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I became a certified trainer.
Okay.
And started teaching people in the community.
Okay.
And got to know people at Ableton through
this. In Colorado? Or are you from Colorado?
Yeah, in Colorado.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Now you go around the whole country doing stuff for her. Awesome. And I think he said he first met you in Germany, right?
Yeah, we met at the Loop Conference.
Yeah.
There's a summit for music makers called Loop.
Yeah.
It's been in Berlin, and it was in L.A. last year, and it'll be probably back in Berlin next year.
Okay, damn, that's pretty dope. Yeah, he said he had an awesome time in Berlin.
Oh, it's like, it's kind of like what this is, this vibe, but times 1,000.
So
it's like instant friends.
He said like they do like events at different, like I guess different arenas, or not arenas, but different venues and different kind of stuff like that with the different, I guess, users, right?
Yeah. So the only requirement to come to Loop is that you're an active music maker.
Yeah.
Like you meet people making all kinds of music and sounds.
Cool. Yeah, he said it's real good networking and real cool to just meet different people using the software in a different way, getting ideas on how to fix it, how to mess with it, how to tweak it, and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, people are surprised that Loop is very... It's not really a product focus.
Okay.
Not like, kind of like not a lot of tips and tricks about how to do things in live.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's what these user groups are for.
I see, okay.
Not always, but Loop kind of like celebrating the music that people make.
A good networking event to celebrate the users of Ableton to an extent.
Yeah, and you don't even have to be Ableton user.
Oh, okay.
You can just be interested in like music or technology or community.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. Well, good event again, bro. Yeah. And nice talking to you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.